right, we're going to continue with our post-race media availabilities for today's drive-in for Lineman 200 here at Gateway Motorsports Park with the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. We are joined by our race winner, John Hunter Nemechek, driver of the number 8 Chevrolet with Nemco Motorsports. John Hunter, you are now the second youngest winner here at Gateway. This is your fourth career win. A pretty impressive finish there at the end. Can you just take us through that last restart and final laps, please?
Yeah, I was hoping to see a caution there with 10 or 12 to go. I felt like we had the truck to beat if we had track position. We took the call at the green flag stop to take two tires, and I felt like that was the call to make when the guys in front of us pitted for no tires, and we came out right behind them, and we were running them down. Tires, they were, I don't want to say they were huge tonight, but track position was everything. Clean air was everything. And a lot of guys were shifting in turn one and two, and that's kind of where I was getting beat through the restarts and through the final laps. And luckily we freed up enough to where I didn't have to shift and I could keep my momentum up. And I got a run on Crafton there past the four. They got together and then got a run on Crafton, was able to get by him, and just was trying to drive a smart race. We've had really fast trucks this year, but our luck hopefully has changed now.
All right, we'll open up to questions for John Hunter. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start here with Matt. Oh, we'll start up here on the side.
Kevin Houdeshell, STL Motorsport Magazine. You've had some great runs here in the last few years. You led your first laps here a few years back. How does it feel to finally get that monkey off your back at Gateway Motorsports Park?
It feels really good to get the monkey off of our back, not only for Gateway Motorsports Park, but for this year in general. We've had really fast trucks, like I said, and I've run up front. I've led laps here the last 2 years and have either gotten taken out or made a mistake and ended up wrecked. Still finished third and sixth the past 2 years, but turn three has been treacherous for me with five to go. So I'm just glad we didn't have a caution there at the end. I don't know if the four would have had anything for us or not, but it feels really good to break through. Hopefully we can keep this momentum going on to Iowa, another place I really like next week. So our short track program is really good. Our truck has a few bumps and bruises, but nothing our body guy can't work out Monday, and we'll be taking the same truck to Iowa. Thank you. You haven't changed yet?
We're in 10.
Before we resume questions, we are now joined by our truck owner for the race-winning team, Joe Nemechek. Joe, let me be one of the first to wish you happy Father's Day here after this win. Talk a little bit about what it was to watch your son win this race today.
Well, today was a very special day. As far as our team, we've been working so hard. We only have six guys that actually touch our trucks. And basically we have one guy back at the shop that's just, we hang all of our bodies, we build all of our own parts, we do everything. And it's a lot of work. And it takes a lot of dedication. I know myself, Jerry Kennan, our crew chief, and the guys that we have are all dedicated. They're racers. They want to race. They want to win. And that's why we're here. I mean, financially, it's been really tough to be in the position we're in right now. And it's taken everything that I have to get here. And, our future in this deal is not certain. Hopefully this can spark some more interest for sponsorship, because we've been slack on sponsorship. For this race, we had some people come on board at the last minute. We had one local company that stepped up, but what it costs to come here and be competitive is really tough. And I just can't thank my guys for all the work, and I can't thank John Hunter for what he does on the racetrack. It's very incredible watching him drive and seeing what he's done going, through the ranks from motorcycles, little 65s to quarter midgets to Allison Legacies to late models, winning the Snowball Derby, almost won it three in a row. It just keeps stepping up. Now in the Truck Series, we've been contenders all year. Every race we've been contenders. And we just seem to have bad luck over our head this year, and it's good to finally get it off. And just a lot of hard work.
All right, we'll go to Matt for a question.
Matt Crossman with the NASCAR Wire Service. Joe, what did you say when you poked your head in a truck when John Hunter pulled up? And then have you guys ever been in a race before in which, because you raced today too, in which one or the other of you won?
Well, what I'll tell John Hunter, I said he deserves that. He's really emotional because he's been through so much on not only working on the trucks. I mean, he's my engineer at the shop. He's taking care of notes, tires. He does everything, and he helps put the trucks together. He was there the night before last. We were nutting and bolting until 6 o'clock at night to get the truck out of there so it could get here. But he's involved in every aspect of it, and I think that makes a better race car driver. But you know, he was emotional in the truck, and I wanted to tell him that he's the man. He drove his butt off tonight. His truck stayed under him, and he's the one that got that win. We gave him something to drive, and he went and got it because he wanted it. And as far as the racing part,